about a woman that couldn't conceive, could only conceive on day 11 or day 10, and being mekel on 2 days of the Chamisha Yamin. Is there a reason why we would limit it to 2 days of Chamisha Yamin?
We discussed that sugar in class.
As soon as she can make
a hashgah, what they did was take away the 3 days had to be constant, because those are 3 days when the semen is matame. After 3 days, the semen is matame. It's only because of the chashash of bein hashmoshos in the beginning, bein hashmoshos in the end, that we end up with 5 days. But less than 3 days, you can't do.
So you'd be mekel not only on the Rambah, but even for the Beis Yosef's Chumrah.
Even what?
Even the fourth day.
Yes.
Because as far as not just to be mekel on the Rambah,
fourth day
also.
Even on the fourth.
And even those first 3 days is only a suffix.
No.
Right? It's only a chashash.
Well, chashash not a chashash, really. But what we say is it's an area that is an unknown. We know that she had relations. To know more, tell me, how much semen did he deposit? You can't call that a suffix. There you have an area of Isu Daraisa. Because if it's Mabatelis 1 day of a Hefsek Tara, and she's really a neither, right? Then we'll have relations. We'll have relations on a day too early.
But if it was necessary, so Ramosha told them that they shouldn't be together before she became a neither for 2 days.
Right.
Could you say the same thing for 5 days before the neithers?
I'm sorry.
Could you say the same thing for 5 days?
You could say it if you're not a nice
saying post. If it was necessary.
Not a nice postic, you could say it. If you're a nice person, posik also, don't add days in which they're asura labaila just.
I'm saying if you could only become pregnant on day 8 or day 9, would you add more than 3 days? You could do it or no?
No, that we wouldn't pay it.
You would.
I just had a question before we started. One of the guys who's only in the morning shiur had asked me where the Igros Moshe can be found about the Thanksgiving tshuva.
Thanksgiving tshuva.
Right.
What's the Thanksgiving tshuva?
All right. If you will remind me, I'll bring it in to you. I have a plan to speak about it on Shabbos and Shul.
Right. So this person is also is speaking in a shul, and he wanted to know for.
It's in the last chiyuv of Ohr Chaim.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll
wait. So the shver said that you're allowed to have turkey on Thanksgiving.
He could hemmed and hawed a little bit, but basically said yes. Nothing. My shver was a very appreciative American. He had such hakoras tov to the American government. The change of his status from being in communist Russia and coming here. I mean, he would send out a letter every year asking people to vote and so on. As your duties as an American citizen.
He wouldn't endorse a candidate, he would just say, vote?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Do you know who we voted for?
Huh?
Do you know who we voted for?
Yeah, usually do.
So when was he naturalized?
Huh?
When was he naturalized?
When was he naturalized?
Yeah.
In 39.
So do you know who we voted
for? So I do.
I mean, point
of interest, really. I assume he voted Democrat because everybody voted Democrat on the Lower East Side.
Yeah, that's true.
Pulled the lever, and that's all. Anyway, let's finish the Gemara, do a little chumash, and I left my house 20 minutes earlier than every other day. I left at 20 minutes to 10. It takes 50 minutes to get in. That's why I didn't come in that late. But
what's going on that the bridge has been so difficult?
Huh?
What's going on that the bridge has been so difficult recently?
It looks like Obama. It's his fault. This they should have. You think you'd make a very quick copy? It's the Rambam, because that's then Kodem Tash Menachat Tash. They should. People have no time to look themselves. Okay, let me just.
It's the Rambam where? Which Rambam are we going to be looking at?
It's Isulabi Dalid. Dalid Yutes, I think. I'll give it. Get a copy.
Yes. It's on the computer.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, but you have a key on the computer. Yeah, it shouldn't be recent.
So I don't know if this is the right Kayla.
No. It's very easy to remember. Yisuri B is a Macholos Asuros. It's part of Macholos Asuros, Yisuri B. Both are...
And Shchita.
Both are unhealthy appetites. Yeah.
What about the appetite for Avodah Zarah?
Okay. Let's refresh your memory. What we have here, what seemed to be a sugya that's irrelevant to halacha l'maaseh. Why? Because all these bedikos talking about was for asuka betaros. That's what most said over and over again. But because they made a takane, a mala also bekodoshim, that she has to be bodekis morning in. And before evening, for Asuka Betaros, that was the mission. Afa pi shomu daya shata. But there's a tkonas rabona, tzrichi liyus bodekes, right? And what is it? Pamayim, shachis, ubein ashmoshes. U, bishor chi hoveres, lisham eshes beisim. So we got down to the point, we'll run through the last piece again. Just if you remember, look at the top of Yud Beis Aleph. Boy, when Rab Zero. What about how much he should be bodekas lebalo? I'm letting you know we don't want you to do it. They want you to accept a chumra that we didn't make. If she's a suki bitaros, okay. Should she have to make a bedika kodim tashmish labala? Didn't notice. This machine does color, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Take.
I have it on the computer.
Yeah? Okay. Look at Tezayin.
Thank you.
Look at the Rambam Tezayin. Hatznos. All right. Amy Shamshos Elachi, you took Asman Trila Kodan Tashmish. Got it? Tezayin. Alec, where are you up to? You look worried, yeah.
I'm in Isurei Bia
Dalid.
Dalid.
Okay.
I'm not crazy, right?
It doesn't line up.
It's we have a different
text?
Okay, it's Tezvav.
Oh, there it's the, oh, and see it optional Tezayin.
Yeah. Okay.
We
can play with gear sets now.
So what's he saying? Now he's not, the Rambam is not talking anything about Taharos. Rambam's talking about our time. Hatsnuos a mishamshos ela achieved to ask from Tchila Koidim Tashmish. That's snuos. The issue of Shane Leveset Asur el Shamish Achetivdok. We don't pass that way. The Achonim have a lotion here, and our sugya, especially the Sam Sofer, but it's really based upon a Chushi Aran, that Isha Shein Leveset Muchzekes Liros B'chol Palm. Crazy lotion. Never bothered me. I didn't share it with you before. It uses a word, Chazoka, in a way that's never been used before. Chazaka tells you something's going to happen, right? Isha Shein Leveset has a chazaka, you don't know what's going to happen. Playing a little bit better. A woman doesn't bleed all the time. Kadosh Baruch Hu made women a certain way. And here I have a woman who ain't Leveset. So she entered into a new class of women who have a chazaka liros b'chol pam, and the Chassam Sofer plays with that as a chazaka versus the chazaka of cheskas tahor that came from the last bedika. She made a bedika mitkido lepkido, so she has a cheskas tahor. Said no, it doesn't have a cheskas tahor. She has a cheskas tahor, but a chazaka sheroa b'chol pam counters that chazaka. Using the word chazaka in a way we never used it before. I'll tell you something's going to happen. Something exists. What exists is an uncertainty. The uncertainty exists enough to question your cheskas tahara. The Rambam seems to accept that lahalochem. We're talking about now lebalo, not lekadoshim, not letrumo. Therefore, Isha she'ein loveset, asur l'sham eshat she'tivdok. Lefikach, he mishamesh es b'shnei edim. Echad lifnei tashmish, echad tashmish. Aval Isha she'yesh loveset, ein oschicha ed lifnei tashmish. Ela mishum tzniyaz bovad. Aval achad tashmish, hakol schicha shnei edim. Echad lo, v'echad lo, afilu mu'veres u'meniko uzkeina. Uktana, lo tishamesh ela b'shnei edim echad lo v'echad lo. Avo, sulo yishev zadam toa, ene tzricha edim sherei hadam shosis mimena. We know there is blood. What are you checking? There's blood, and the blood is toho. No problem. What the Rambam did was take our sugya and seem to forget that the sugya was limited to isha sho asuka b'taharos. And without the taharos, we didn't require any bedikos. The Mishnah says that she has to make bedikos. Talk only about the taharos. So the Ravid attacks the Rambam on that. Listen to the language. Kamo yigios yoga bechinam. She'af Rabbi Yudah shoyet tzadik shengamo. Mona es Rabbi Zera sholidok. Well, we just learned to know the topic based on Mad Aleph, right? Boy, Menei Rav Zeir Rav Yudin, each a Maor Shetiv Do Kasva Lebaila. He said, "No, we don't do it." He gave a. He said, "Tell him." He ordered him not to do it, and you tell me that it's the tsnuos make a bedika koydim tashmish. It's against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was the greatest chosid. Shaf Rabbi Yudah shoyetzadek shen kamo mona es Rabbi Zeiro sholivzok achat tashmish shelibo nokfo uporish shomu bedikos alolo ele beisha hasuka betaros. Look at the first Tosfos on the Omid. What, what does Tosfos say? Boy, Rav Zeri Shemar Shetivdog, Pirish, Lifnei Tashmish. The Rambam has no trouble. The Rebbe's attack on the Rambam is baseless. The Rambam said, sure, you don't have to, the Shaila, Tznuos, that's the Kashya. But Lifnei Tashmish, he didn't require it. Rav Zeir's question was, how about Livdog Lifnei Tashmish, or Libo Nokvo? Not Achatashmish. Look what the Rabbit reads it. The Rabbi Yehuda Monas Rav Zeir, what? Livdog Achatashmish. Okay, pick up the Gemara Gufa. Let's go through quickly here. Want to get to the other side. We got to yesterday already. Remember, Gufa Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Abba, Rav Yimei, Amar Shmuel, Isha Shein Leveset, Asur L'Shamesh Hashem Tivdok. But we're talking about Litaros. Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Abba, Rav Yimei, Ein Leveset, Boi B'diko, Esh Veset, Lo Boi B'diko. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah started off with, Alpha Pishom with Dayasato. Dayasato was said by Isha Sheshla Veset. Amalei, Yeshla Veset, Oro, when she's awake, right? Boy Bdika. Only Yeshena la Boy Bdika. No, and I agree with you. That the takana was made for each of Sheshla Vesa too. Again, only in course she was Asuka Betaros. But when she's asleep, since she's not Asuka Betaros when she's asleep, right? Therefore, the takana was never made for sleeping women. It was made only when they're awake, they have to be careful, make bidikos. But once they go to sleep, they're now in a category of Isha Shein Asuka Betaros. That seems to be the way Rasha learned Shah. Amar Rava, Amalei, Yesh Leveset Ora Boy B'diko Yishena Lo Boy B'diko, Ein Leveset Bein Ora Bein Yishena Boy B'diko. Amar Rava Velemalei Yesh Leveset Letaros Boy B'diko Lebalo Boy B'diko. The whole sugya was only for Taharos, so why didn't you answer? I'm talking only Letaros, but not Letaros doesn't need any B'diko. Ain't Leveset Afilu Lebalo, right? But Ain't Leveset Afilu Lebalo Boy B'diko. Do I understand? Umidu Lo Amar Lahoche Shmama Lekosava Shmuel Kol Lebalo Leboy B'diko. Whether Yesh Leveset Ain't Leveset, no difference. This takone was not made for our women. It was made for a time when there were taharos, and Chazal made this chumra for taharos. That's the end. That's why the Ravid is a little bit rough in the language on the Rambam. The Gemara seems to conclude a woman doesn't need any bedikos sabalo. All the bedikos we're talking about is only for trubus and kadosh. I underlined just a one line, the Kesef Mishnah for you. You have the Kesef Mishnah there too? On that thing?
I can find it.
Okay, anyway. Look at the Kesef Mishnah. He answers the Rambam. Look, just the last few lines. The Chi Amrinan, the first of the broad lines in the Kesef Mishnah. Chiyamrinim per kama denida. The migu the boy bedikla talas boy bedikla bala. Alma bedin bala ain't sorich. Hainu lomal doch sheino asuka betalos ain't so bedikla feitashrus minadin. Ela mishum sneus levad. That's how he answers the Rambam. He says, "What the Gemara, even though sure the Gemara said that she doesn't, that she needs bedikah labala only because we require bedikah lataros. Meaning we didn't bala ain't sicha, right? But we're talking about that's the bedikah lifnei tashmish. The way the Tosha says the sugya is about lifnei tashmish. But achat tashmish, the Rambam had his clown. Achat tashmish always. Why?" Okay, we'll have it in a needed to tomorrow later. Well, we spent some time at in the Halacha class, the Rov Adam Machmas Tashmish. You see, that was a real concern by them. That's why the Dam Psulim, I explained to you, I'm sure that's the best has before, right? That's why they asked the Dam Psulim, because that's Rov Adam Machmas Tashmish. Even though I know in this case that it's nothing, but it's such a dramatic case of Rov Adam Machmas Tashmish, therefore they didn't want to be mekel on it. If they made a chumra for it. Achat Tashmish is if they had some kind of a physiological evidence that women who already have established themselves by going three times, remember the first three times, the inner law now is Tashmish. Nevertheless, it's a constant threat. Right? One little short, the media, I think, explains, it seems to like, it's like kopsa, like jumping. You never heard about jumping in Yiddish, was it? But it's more used as an example, right? That a Rov Adam Machmas Ones, right, was one example is to kopsa. So as if they had in their biology books, right, that kopsa is an inducer of Yiddish. For some women, it's constant. It's a key factor, but all women is a threat. It's always a concern. That's what he says. The act, the marital act, is an act that's all to cause niggas. I mean, I have in my own mind, I explain that by saying that indeed, without modern gynecology and with childbirth being as traumatic an experience as it was, it still is, but as it was, without ability to repair damage that occurred during, that idea that someone has relations for years and sees dam after having relations, then you have to go ahead and find out whether it's makab or samokam or not, etc. It made it into a constant concern. It was a repetitive occurrence in people's lives that the Yehovah now machmas tashmish. Only what then? You have to be tole b'makab. So it's therefore lechatchila we don't be worried about it. Okay, let's take the next one. Tana Rabbana. Hamrin or Paulin, Babome Beis Ovul, Beis Amishte, Nishem Lehem Bechesas Sahara. Therefore, Uboran Beshonim Ohem, they can have contact with them, Bein Yishenos, Bein Oros. The Medor Amurim, She Nichon Bechesas Sahara. Nichon Bechesas Tuma, Olam Hitveya, Asher Toma Lo Torani. And the Mechaber uses that lotion in the Shulchan Aruch, that if Yichu bechesas tahora, chesas temeya, she must say tahorani. The Gemara then adds, lav dafka say, it's not a ritualistic phrase that the halacha demands, but if she behaves in a way that's clearly, she's telling him that she's tahora, that's adequate. No. Now remember, Shmuel said, Isha Shein Leveset, Asur Lesharme Shacha Tibdok. That was Shmuel's halacha. So Gemara asks now, Shmuel, what do you do with this Gemara? For Shmuel, but my Mukola. If it's Isha Shein Leveset, Kashi Ora. Vigu Shein Leveset. Kasha bein ora bein yishena. Look at Rashi. And that's low boy medical. He emphasizes again, and that's what the Ravid asked and Rambam, why did you involve yourself with some Taras HaMishpoche in your name? It has nothing to do, Al Shug has nothing to do with Taras HaMishpoche. It has to do with Kedoshim. Right? Hayne Dama Le'el Kim Neba Asuka B'Taros. But you need a medical. The Kivan Shetova, what's the answer? Kasha Bein Ola Bein Shon, Lo Lo Mesh Yesh Lo Veset. Aye, if Yesh Lo Veset, you still need, our Mishnah still said, that Yishuj Yesh Lo Veset also needs B'dikos. So what does she mean, Kol Lebalo? She's Asuka B'taros. Once she's Asuka B'taros, and she needs a B'dika for Taros, needs a B'dika for Bala also. So why, how come here you don't need a B'dika? And more Kivan Shatoba and Abdika Dolomizu. Okay, that's the one that's a little hard to explain. What is explained? That when a person is away from his wife for a length of time, right, when they come home, they talk a little bit first. That's the Tovo. Before he wants to go to sleep with her, just going to jump in after he's been away for a few days. They talk about what he did, etc. Mamele, she has time to respond, right, from her memory. We're afraid that she'll forget. He's away for a few days. She forgot that she saw a Tipa Zamtechadl. She forgot that she had a Hagosha, which is the real concern. All right. So if it's a quickie, she's asleep, or he quickly comes in and hugs her, and they go right to bed, then there's a chash that she will not tell him. It'll not be in front of her mind. It's in the back of her mind. However, if Tova, now Tova, you mean, the word means he asks her to go to sleep with him. But implied in that is that he does so after some conversation. That you have to add. So therefore, Omar Rapopo Rova, Mao Lemebek Romasnita. Okay, now I have a choice. My wife can either make a bdika, right, or can only converse with me. Either one is adequate. A bdika checks whether there's something, a reason to worry, but Tova allows you time to say that might have been a problem. And that's adequate. That fulfills the takone. So the takone that you need a bedika, love dafke. The takone seems to be is don't jump into bed with your wife. Find out that everything's okay. And Tova allows you to know everything's okay. Can I do that? Either one. In other words, is Tova as good as bedika? Right? Amalei Sudani, whatever that means, Talmud Chochem or something else, or beer drinker. It's a big chiddik, but it means Talmud Chochem or beer drinker, right? Or beer maker, or beer drinker, whatever. No, right? The Meganya Ba'ape. What does that mean? So the best part is the Teshuvah on top. Makes it. In Tzorach Lakitza, Asher Tishyashav Data, Lahoshed, and Torah, Himlach. She's asleep, he has to wake her up. Right. And then wake up, can't ask her questions right away. But by that time, either his desire leaves him, or the whole process of waking her up, etc., for some reason, it forms a psychological barrier for good marital relations. That's the Maganya Bape means. It literally means disgusting to him, but it's hard for us to interpret that emotion, the language. I know what the words mean, but the emotion that accompanies it, why there should be Maganya Bape, I don't know. But anyway, that's just. This business of a husband being away and coming after a few days, that was a common thing when they went away to the yeshivas. From Eretz to Babel, Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So they asked, what is the halacha l'maaseh? Do you need a bedikah when they come home? She'ilnu, Omer Rav Tana, shalsinu le'inche beise d'rapopo d'rabuna b'rida Yeshua. I asked their wives, when they come back from the yeshiva, do they request, they require you to have a bdikah before they have relations? So more as a, how come you ask the, well, we don't go on talking to women in halacha, why you ask a woman a shayla? As I say, the shiksa in the rabbi's house can also pass for shaylas. Right? Why do you ask them? Ask their husbands. And no, we want to know halacha lemaise. Dilmu inu komachmiri anavshayu. I want to know what the halacha is. So therefore, I didn't want to ask them. If I ask the husbands, maybe they'll be machma on themselves, and therefore they require bedika, right? Therefore, he asked the women what? One asked the men. So the better shot is who says that shot? I don't know. Anyway, it's a better pshat than the Rashi has. I did want to ask them because they may be embarrassed to tell me that they are machmir. Being a machmir is an ego trip. Therefore, it's gaiva to say I have a chumre. So they won't tell me. But I want to know. I also want a chumre. I want to know if they're machmir. I also want to be machmir. If I ask the women, the women will tell me the truth. They may hesitate to tell me that they are machmir because it sounds like mechzer ki yuavo, sounds like showing off. So, an emotional personality trait that is worthy of promulgating today. Chumras are private matters. Don't impose that on others. Pshat and Rashi, that's a little bit tongue in cheek, that we're afraid that maybe they will tell me a chumra, but the wise will tell me the truth that they're nachmat machir. But to show off for me, they'll say they have a chumra, right? And for others, a chumra, but for themselves, they have a kulit. That Rashi brings that pshat down, but he adds up chalilo lasos kain. We don't do that. That's not nice. Go ahead and make chumras for others and kulas for yourself, even though there's a mokka for that in halacha. A Talmid Chacham can allow himself leniencies that an amoras cannot. Okay.
But you have to be a Talmud Chacham.
Huh?
You have to be a Talmud Chacham first.
That's the problem. Okay. Now comes a recommendation. Make sure when you marry someone, make sure that she has a veset. A woman without a veset is a difficulty. Such a point, not enough to make it a mekach tos. You can't cancel the, but she loses certain privileges because she's, excuse the expression, she's presenting damaged goods to the husband. Tana Rabbana, Isha she'en lo veset asura lo shamesh. What does it mean? So the shamesh, period. Vein lo lo ksuba lo peros. She loses, so he's going to divorce her. She doesn't get a ksuba if he divorces her. Velo peros. She can't claim back from the nichsei melug the peros that belong to the husband, because the peros belong to the husband as part of the ksuba. That's the quid pro quo, right? She gets the guarantee of the ksuba, right? He gets the nichsei melug management and profits. If the ksuba is batel, right? Below mezonos, below belows, no mezonos. Mezonos can be learned two ways, really. In Sefer Ksubas, mezonos refers to the daughter. That she benin nukvin de avlach minoi. Yezonel minirsoi ad de lehevel leguvrin. My daughters can remain on the estate and live until they get married. A grown daughter is not mechuyev to feed. So she wants an iksuba that the daughters have that privilege. If they can't find a husband, they can say, ad de lehevel leguvrin. Below the lows, second shot of mezonos is when the husband is away, bezdin, and way longer than expected, and there isn't enough in the saving account, bezdin can sell off some of his property to provide sustenance for the wife at part of mezonos. Mezonos a number of ways. And the Rashi doesn't tell you which way to learn here, but. Oh yes, yeah. Rashi tells that in the second one. Sorry, imolav nidasayom, right? But below belows, nor does she get the used clothing. When he divorces her, she can. Is a part of the ksuba is that even though he paid for the clothing, whether usually it's part of the dowry. But when it belongs to him, it's his financial possession. When they get divorced, she has a right to take with her all the clothing that she used. In this case, she doesn't get it. And when he divorces her, he can never remarry her. Right? Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir holds. Abchina ben Antigua Zomel. No, what's the big deal? She has Isha Shein Leveset. We know what to do. Meshamesh is Meshnei Edim. Why? Hein Ivsa. Is these pieces of cloth got her into trouble? Hein Tiknua, they'll get her out of trouble. I mean, why is she Isha Shein Leveset? Because she sees Dam every time she's Bodek is without a set schedule, she finds Dam. Okay, so now she'll make Bedikas and not find Dam. Abachan and Omu. Woe is to a husband if he doesn't divorce her. Asura The ain lo ksuba kiven lo chazir lebi, unless the ksuba. Lo lepeos, lo mzonos, lo belos. Why? Because he's a tenoy ksuba ki ksuba dummy. He's all part of a ksuba deal. If you're going to tell me that she loses her ksuba, you know, what do? You invalidate that contract. All clauses of the contract are invalidated. The Yotzi v'liyazo olomis, what kind of silly statement is that? He divorces her because he can't live with her. Why would you think he would take her back? Naturally, he's not going to take her back. Oh, here you have a very important halacha. What happened is, he divorces her. She goes to a doctor. After some treatment, or after passage of time, she now has a regular visit. And he was in love with her. Right? Mao, the same Lehodo, you say he could remarry her, Kamash Malon, You're going to get into trouble. Why? Zimnin the Oslo Minsuba. What if she goes ahead and marries somebody else? And the Veset is fine. Umiskana, and it gets all fixed up. So the first husband says, Ilu Hoisi Odea Shekach Hoya. So what's he doing? He's telling you he gave a get betos. Suddenly you raise a question, the children from the second marriage, are they mamzerim? If the get was given under false pretenses, he thought that she's incurable. It turns out she is curable. So it's like a tanai in the get. V'nimtzo get botel b'nei mamzerim. Now it all goes back to that expression, oiloi, oilo labala, right? What was oilo labala? Meshiv abba chanan amul oilo labala. What did he mean by that? Oh, whoa, what was to the husband? Ike de amri rab meir amalei, de boy like vuyik subo, right? You might say, this is according to rab meir, right? What rab meir said? Rab meir said, that she loses her ksuba, right? Ain't a low ksuba, etc. So look at Rashi. I disagree with Rameya. That's Oila. Woe is to the husband. Why? He has to pay her ksuba, and he gets rid of a wife. He has to look for another wife. Woe is to this guy. So the oilo labala was a way of saying, I disagree with our mayor that she loses the ksuba. No, she has to get her ksuba. Ksuba is a ksuba. A deal is a deal. It was a contract. There was no tanai in the contract that said if she proves to be a isha shein levesin, then the contract is nullified. Therefore, that statement, oilo labala, is a way of saying, no, I disagree with you. Here you have just a poor fellow. He gets clobbered, right? Ksuba he has to pay, a wife he doesn't have, etc. The boy like boy ksuba, so they don't have to, she does accept the ksuba. She doesn't collect her ksuba. Why? I think when he said what? Chichibodekis, Mishneyedim, they got into trouble, they'll get out of trouble. What's known in Chinese as Fol Mechagank. You don't know what that means. It's Yiddish. It's a Yiddish idiom meaning who the heck needs all that? Folbechagank. Folbechagank what? That's needs a wife with two dikis. Oilo about. Why? Dibakal Kalasle. He's always worried about she's going to turn out to be Anita and mess him up. Mikal Kalasle. Always a chash. Ubisu Kores, etc., etc. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halocha Kapina Ben Atignus. That what? They should bodek as Moshe Eidim. Faiting Moro again. But my, what means you say she should be Eidim? Iba Sukha Betaros. If it's a woman who's involved with Talos. We know that about Amr Shmuel Chodazimna. We already said that Oisha Psukim with Talos needs a Bedika, Koydim Tashmish and Acha Tashmish. V'Bishen Asukim with Talos, Amr Kol Abala Loboy Bedika. If not Asukim with Talos, then no Bedikas are necessary. Yom Aram Zeh, Yom Rabba Vayim, Yom Shmuel, Isha Sheva Vesa, Asura Shama Shitibdo, Vukim No Super Taros. And for the Gemara, you're quite right. What are you asking me? Shmuel said it twice? That's never a kashi. He said that you a number of times already. You can't ask a kashi on the Gemara, why did you say a redundant thing? Why did you say a thing twice? On the Torah, we have a right to ask, why do you say a thing twice? But Manda Masnaho or Masnaho, the one who heard this halacha didn't hear the other halacha. Meaning, this is all Torah Shabbat. One guy's in one yeshiva, he heard it this way, and each one reported what he heard. It's not a Shmuel speaking twice. It's Shmuel spoke once. People heard it in two different places. The one who studied this maimer didn't study the other maimer. Okay. Let's stop here. This is Hadron Olach. This is Shammai Omer. This is an instruction to everybody here. What does Hadron Olach? What does Hadron Olach mean?
Or return to
them. Huh?
To return to you.
Meaning what? It's time to chazah. It's time to make chazah. You finish? It's time to start again. Hadron Olach, that's what Hadron means. Right, we got to come back. Okay. I have something interesting. And a bit of a chidush. That I don't know why people don't say it. Maybe you could shoot it down. Of all, this is such a dramatic sentence coming up. Pasha told us, right? Starts off with an issue in genetics of behavior. She's pregnant, right? Gives birth to twins. Vayetzi Richard Admoni. One fella comes out, looks like a murderer, Rashi says. Red, hairy, right? He's going to be a Rotzeach. So what do you want from poor Esau? Right. That deserves attention. Igmor in Shabbos, Kufnon Bova Melalef. You mark it down, it's good for a quickie lecture someplace, Shmuz. Haiman de Ma'adim Yegeber Asig Doma. Someone born under the star of Mars, as Ma'adim is Mars, right, is going to be a murderer. Right. Amarabashi, right? No, love Dafke. E Umno, he may be a surgeon. E Ganva, a Ganif, E Tapcha, a butcher, E Moro, a Moro. Right? So Rabbi says, I was born under the sign of Mars, the astrological, whatever that means. And I'm not either one of those things. Right? That's what Rabbi asked. That's not true. You are. Ma'anama onish v'kotil. Right? You sit in Besdin and you give malchus and you kill people. Yeah, you're also a murderer. Only what then? More constructive, sociologically more accepted. Right? The Gemara, of course, is the answer to the Kasha. The Kasha is, so what do you want from a man if he's born under Mars? What do you want from a man if he goes to Admoni, if he comes out all predestined to be? He says, no, there's no predestination. He can then choose his path. He either become a surgeon and save people's lives, or become a murderer and kill people. It doesn't, in other words, what the Gemara, beginning of Sota, says, Aval tzadik v'roshalo. Much is predestined by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gibor v'cholosh osharoni. Aval tzadik v'roshalo. Not ethics. Ethics, morals, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't involve himself. He leaves it to you. And over there continues, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shei Mazel Yisrael, right? Shenemar Vayotzi Oso Achutza. In the Brisbane Absorim, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram to go outside. Amar Leitzei Mi Atzeg Nigus Shelcha. Give up your astrology. Shei Mazel Yisrael, it's all baloney. There's no Mazel Yisrael. That expression has been used, Mei Mazel Yisrael, but then you are Shlom Mazel, right? No. A Mazel Yisrael means there are no celestial signs that determine who you're going to be. There's another important shot to A Mazel Yisrael. It means we are exempt from the laws of history. We violate the laws of history. I mean, by laws, one of the French Mamzerim said it a year or two ago, the Jewish, certainly Israel should disappear, right? Because the Jews violate the laws of history. By the laws of history, they should not be here. No nation, right, survived what they went through. Therefore, the laws of history are being violated. We're Balei Aveira, right? We violate the law. The law says you should drop dead, and you don't want to drop dead. That topic deserves attention. That's a big topic. The topic that got the biggest attention in this week's Sedler, Pam Rishonim, was the Mechiras HaBchova. And I think it's, especially if any of you are going to be, for anyone here in Shemesh work or after doing to say anything, this is, okay, this is important. The Ravosh, there are two kashas on the Mechiras Bechora. Number one, it's a davar shel bo le'olam. How can you sell it? Number two, there was onor to sell it for a bowl of lentil soup. Yaakov cheated Esav. He's cheating more than shtus, more than 17%, it's bottle of mekach. Number one, the fact that they treated this as if it were really a sale and so on, instead of being something theological, we don't understand exactly what it means, right? Which is the proper way to learn those sections of Chumash. But to go ahead and apply to it Choshe Mishpat laws, right? Hilchos Mechira, that itself is a big chiddush. But they did. I mean, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Torah as a Mechira, right, then it should have lived up to the laws of Mechira. By laws of Mechira, it couldn't have been. You can't sell the Davar Shel Bo Le'olam. So, the Ravosh, HaRishon, in Simon Shin Chof Aleph, right, asked the Kashi, it's a Davar Shel Bo Le'olam, and he answers, Koinem Matan Torah or the Mocha Davar Shel Bo Le'olam. Period. Another way of saying it is, don't you apply the principles that we develop, Acham Matan Torah, principles on which business go on and so on, and rules, business law, that came after with the Torah. What's wrong with selling a Davar Shel Bo Le'olam? It's something which I have potential to. Why can't I sell potential? That's only because you made a series of laws that said you can't sell potential. But before you had those laws in effect, you could sell potential also. Iksos HaChoshen in Simon Reish Ayin Ches. Right. Ask the same. That's the question. You ready? In Achonim, but one that doesn't miss an opportunity to be machadish, and he says very nicely, in Ksuvas Pei Gimel, he says, "Afa pi she'ein limchol davar shebo'al olam, I will see luk mahani." But you can abstain. You can reject accepting something. That becomes binding. What does that mean? I'm reading out of the Tos. Nachlo habol ol odom imokam acher. Masna odom olav shelo yirashana.
It's only by a kinyan derabana.
I'm sorry?
It's only by a kinyan derabana.
By what?
By a kinyan derabana.
Which one? By what?
That day.
So here we're talking about Kinyan Deraisa or Kinyan Deraisa? No Kinyan. It's Yerushin. A person decides that, I had such a halacha l'maisa a number of years ago. They put a father in a nursing home. In order to do that, legal, not so legal, and I was, they had to reduce his assets so they'd be entitled to Medicaid. So they gave away what...
They call it a Medicaid spend down.
Huh?
They call it a Medicaid
right.
spend down.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So one person, one of the children, well-to-do, Talmud Chochem, said, I don't want to take this money. So he said to him, but he has a brother, a very wealthy man. When his brother dies, we will be the heirs. The brother dies, and the father dies, then he has no heirs, then the children will be the heirs, right? So he said, I don't want to take any money from my... It's a very interesting thing. He said, I've seen so often how families who are good terms with each other, how relationships fall apart, battling over money, they come to Jerusha. I want no part of it. Is that in this case he just said so? He didn't do anything more. No contract was written, anything. But the emotion that he expressed was a very healthy emotional attitude. Money is a source of all evil. Don't get me involved with money. I have a brother, a sister. We get along. We like each other. Baruch Hashem, God's been good to me. I have enough money for myself. Leave me out. Don't involve me in family finances. We're going to get into trouble. And I can tell you how many interiors I've sat at with two brothers who lived six houses away from each other. And Ar Hayom don't talk to each other. Yeah. And both of them, Alavai, and each and every one of you, Boshem, you should be in their financial position. Yeah. Wealthy, wealthy people. That's the problem. Yesh l'mona rotze mesayim, I told you. He wants 300. But he has, he doesn't want anymore. He has it already. He wants it. Okay. So here's a ksos. Brilliant ksos, he says. Nach la'abol lo lo'odam imokam acher, mas lo'odam alo cho yirushena. He can give it to Zai. He don't want to be Yorish. I'll give you a practical one. There. This poor shlomazel has 190 zoos in the bank, and it's harvest time, and he's afraid, God forbid, if someone dies and leaves him a Yerusha, he may get only 10 zoos for the Yerusha. Make him into an Hoshi, and he can't take like a Chikhopeya. It's not his advantage to get any more money now. It's a good Kenyan. It's a very nice Heretz. What's the Teretz then? I didn't sell my Mechola. What I did was relinquish my claim to the Bechorah. Therefore, the next in line took it, Yaakov took it. Bechorah was the elder son, right? The two, Yechoy Shemishpet, Reish Yud Aleph, Oni, Shein Lo Malecho, Yochol Limcho, Ma Shetale Bim Sudosu Hayom. It's the Gemara in Bo Metzia, Daf Tezai. Why? What's the reason why Ein Ono Makdor Shel Bol Olam? There's no Gemiras Das. Right? I don't really mean it. I don't have it, and I give it up. I don't really give it up. There's no real Gemiras Das on it. You don't really believe you have something. It's just talk. Kinyan hide, Kinyan morgen. Behind the Kinyan has to be a Gemiras Das. You take a handkerchief, or you make a Kinyan Sudu, or you pass a coin. You don't really mean it. It's not a thing that you can mean. It's a Chsoron in Gemiras Das. That's how most people learn Yosorim Doshul Bode Olam. So he says, but he says that Oni Shein Lo Malecho can sell his fish catch of the day. Then whatever fish I catch, all right, I will sell it to you at 10 cents a pound or whatever it is. And it's a binding kinyan. Why? Because the Oni, he has nothing to feed his family. And this is the way he can get money now to feed the family. He's Gomer Das. He has Gemiras Das for the kinyan. Extenuating circumstances makes for the Gemiras Das. In other words, so here too, they want to answer that Esau came in from the field, right? And he said, Halitini Norman Odom Odom Azeah, I'm so hungry, etc. And you say, you want me to send you something? I'm sending you my catch, sending you my fish. So he sold it because he wanted to be fed by Yaakov, therefore he was masked to it. Right? Al leiduchto gomaru makne. The Ramah in Choshim Mishpat, Chof Tez Dalet. I told you I did my homework on this one. Try if I don't. Unbelievable that they should have paid attention to this as if it were a real Mechira, meaning with Hilchus Mechira. Remember, Yaakov said to Esav, Hishovali, by Hishovalo, swear to me. Well, you need to swear. So the Rambam says, "B'chay shemishbet, al yedei echay shemishbet chof tes dalid, al yedei shvuo gomer umakne, lo chein dor ha-shakov sheyishba lo al ha-mechira." All these tuutzim are not as good as the Ravosh's heretz. Why? Because they're all based on an assumption, which is only an assumption. That the reason why Dovash Lebol Olam can't serve as an object for Kenyan is because there's no Gemiras Das. So you give me circumstances where there are Gemiras Das, but there is Gemiras Das, Oni, etc., etc. But what if the real reason why he can't sell a Dovash Lebol Olam is because there's nothing to be chal the king? Kenyan's not chal on anything. You know, that's a loch in Gemiras Das. A sale is a real sale, not like a real estate, but real something. You're talking. I'm going to sell you something which I don't know whether I ever have, but if I have it, I'll sell it to you. The chesaron is, you need a ma'aseh kinyan on an object. Just that everybody is boda. You can't be makne dovo. Can't makne lid dovo shel bol olam. Your wife is pregnant. I will sell your baby this thing. So, that everyone's masking, right? You can't sell to a double shul bol olam. So if the chesaron is that it's not a double shul bol olam, that you can't be bakter shul olam, then the only tenet is the Ravosh. All the others are based upon the concept of Gemiras Das. The Ravosh says, no, before Matan Torah you can sell. Period. Comes the second teretz. Second Tennis has a little story. That's what that really sharing this with you. Second Tashi is, what about Ono? A bowl of lentil soup. No matter how you evaluate the B'chova, it's worth more. Okay. So there was Ono more than the shoes, his bottle Mekach. So here we have a number of possible to which, right? Since it says by Yibez Esav Abchora, a price is set by the seller. What did Esav say about it, Abchora? It's a lot of baloney. It's not worth going. It's a joke. I don't believe in that stuff. What's the biggest B'chora? You'll be able to bring korbanos in the name of your family. The B'chor was the Kohen of the family. He could back up korbanos Hashem. Esau was not exactly enthralled by that great yichus of being able to back up korbanos Hashem. Mele, the thing had no value in the mocha's eyes. Therefore, there's no price is set by the seller. And the seller set no price for it, a zero price for it, then you can't talk about Ono. So here, I found there's a man I knew, Rav Bishkovsky Zecher Levoche. He has a sefer on Chumash. Right? So he tells a story relevant to this. Nice story. If you have women listening to the Shemesh rabbi talking, it's an important story. It says a fella, a shlamazel, couldn't earn a living to support his family. He went to the Rebbe, pleaded with him, and he responded to him. So the Rebbe said, okay, I'll tell you what. You go out into the marketplace. The first deal that presents itself, no matter what it is, accept the deal. And you'll have Hatzlacha. Okay? He sits there in the marketplace. There, a man in a Hadlosponim with a beard, a man kapote, that's why he's a shlamazel, right? And a bunch of ruffians come in there who have been out working in the fields, right? And they see this Siddush fellow sitting there. So one of them decides to make some fun with him. He says, watch me. He goes over to him, he says, what are you sitting here? He says, I'm trying to make a deal, trying to buy something. Yeah. He says, oh, I'll tell you, I'll send you something. I'll send you my Olam Habo. 1 ruble. This poor fellow, remember that the Rebbe told him, first deal offered, you got to buy. You got to accept it. It's okay. A ruble I have. Here's a ruble. But he wants a contract. He wrote a contract. Right? For 1 ruble, he sells him his Olam Habo. Right? The man comes home. And sits down to supper with his wife. He tells us, hey, you know, I had paid a real joke on a guy today. Right? We're there, a fellow sitting there. I offered him my Olam Habo for a ruble. I bought a ruble here, made a ruble today. The wife says to him, you sold your Olam Habo? Not in my house. I will not be with a man who has no Olam Habo. I was taught, Kol Yisrael Yishev Chelik Olam Habo. He said, you're not Jewish or something. Just go right back and buy it back from him. He goes back. He says, I can't. The Rebbe said, I should buy the deal. I'll make money. It didn't give me rishus to sell it. But yeah. He has no brain. He goes to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, you sold Olam Habo for a dollar, right? He says, I'll tell you what. This man, this shlamazel, has to marry off a daughter. You pay the cost of the wedding, and you get your Olam Habo back. The cost of the wedding, I paid for a ruble, cost of the wedding is 1,000 rubles or something. All right. He says, that's the deal. He goes home and tells his wife. The wife says, out of my house. Not in my house. He has no blade. Right. He says, so what do you learn from here? He says, he can tell a story. What's the story? Oil on my ball was worth only 1 ruble. That's all it was worth. That's all the seller who had the oil on my ball, he set the price. That was a fair price. 1 ruble was 1 ruble. That's what he's worth it. Give you the ruble. Now you want to buy it back? I'm the seller. For me, oil on my ball is worth all the money in the world. Right? Therefore, he says that was the price of with Esau and Yaakov. Why isn't it Onor? He says, because by Yiva's Esau is a Bechova. He says, it's not worth nothing. He made a fun of Olam HaBo, but we have Gornish. Okay? That's the Chumash. Now I took along a little problem. Adam says,